Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today we finish off the book of 2 Timothy. We'll listen to the 22 verses read by my friend, our guest reader, Larry Geeling, a person who was very influential in the beginning of the Ezra Project. So let's listen in to Larry as he finishes off 2 Timothy.
2 Timothy 4. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Do your best to come to me soon, for Demas, in love with this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, Titus to Dalmatia. Luke alone is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is very useful to me for ministry. Tychius I have sent to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, also the books, and above all the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me great harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Beware of him yourself, for he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil deed and bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained at Corinth, and I left Trophimus, who is ill, at Miletus. Do your best to come before me. Eubulus sends greetings to you, as do Pudens and Linus and Claudia and all the brothers. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you.
Let's look at these entries from my personal Bible reading journals from 1992, 2002, and 2012 for the last time in 2 Timothy. We'll begin back in 1992 when I wrote, Paul encourages young Timothy as a companion and friend. Preach the word, be sober, endure, do, fulfill your ministry. And from 2002 I wrote, For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine and will turn their ears away from the truth. So before that, and even during that, preach the word. I love the Ezra Project. Lord, help me with it. And once again from 2012, where I was reading 2 Timothy a little bit more slowly, so I divided up this chapter into two different days, and I read verses 1 through 8 on the first day, and 9 through 22 on the second day. So let's see what I had to say. Jesus judges the living and the dead, no other. He will come again. Preach the word, not about the word, not around the word, not a new version, a politically correct interpretation of the word. Preach the word, God's word. Why? Because the time is coming, and now is, when people will not endure sound teaching, the word. They will turn from listening to the truth and prefer myths or fables. But as for you, fulfill your ministry. Me too. Paul realizes his time is up. I wonder if I will know that. There are rewards in heaven. I hope I can earn a crown of righteousness too, for I too have loved his appearing. And then my second entry. People, some in love with the present world, while some are useful to God in ministry. Some do ministry great harm. The Lord repays for their deeds. not me. Ministry can be lonely, and I was referring to verse 16. But God is with us. Stay on task. God is in control and will bring us through it all safely home. Lord, be with my spirit and give me your grace. Let's go back to the very beginning of this chapter. I want to read these first five verses once again. I charge you, in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. As for you, always be sober-minded. Endure suffering. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. What great words for the days and times we live in. First, it's stated categorically that Jesus is to judge the living and the dead. What an important reality in our day-to-day. People need to understand this, that Jesus Christ is going to judge the living and the dead. And therefore, it's our responsibility to tell them. Paul says it this way, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. I've never believed that that is only for pastors or preachers. At the time, Timothy was a young man. So let's take those words to heart, all of us. We are all to preach the word and be ready in season and out of season. Why? Because the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching. We can see that all around us today. There is a lack of biblical teaching in our churches. We see people accumulating for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. And we see many turning away from the truth, more interested in myths or fables. So if you're a biblical Christian, it's your responsibility to be ready in season and out of season to preach the word or share the truth of God's word. Paul tells Timothy, he tells us, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And way back in the introduction of this book, we said this was a farewell address. These are Paul's last words. He says in verse 6, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. What a declaration of a life well lived. Will that be your declaration in your farewell address? Will you be able to say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. May we all finish strong for the Lord. Paul passed the baton of spreading the gospel to Timothy. Timothy, spread it to others. Hopefully in your life, you grab the baton and you are now spreading the gospel to those around you. Lord, we thank you for the book of 2 Timothy. We thank you for the personal communication between Paul and his beloved friend and co-worker Timothy. We thank you for the reminder to fan the flame of the gifts that you've entrusted us with, to present ourselves as a worker approved by you, not ashamed of the word of God. We thank you for the understanding that all scripture is breathed out by God, and by it we can be equipped for every good work. And we thank you for that description of the last days. We see it all around us. May you find us faithful in the days we live in. And Lord, help us finish strong. May you find us doing the work of an evangelist, which is just sharing Jesus with others. May you find that we have kept the faith. Thank you, Almighty God, for your word. Sear it into our hearts. Amen.